This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nick, it's a pleasure to have you. I don't believe we've ever spoken before. You're a recent graduate of Slippery Rock. Am I right about that?
No.
One of the great intros that we have at this station, I think. It's Nick Faribault from Penn Live. Nick, I'm going to start in a very unusual spot. You know, it wasn't what everybody was talking about last night, but it sure was something that Troy Aikman touched upon. And that was Dylan Cook. If they're going to keep Aaron Rodgers clean, they're going to have a chance to beat anybody if you keep that guy clean. Dylan Cook steps in, and he's Jonathan Ogden for a night. What is happening here? Where'd this guy come from? And what exactly transpired, and what do we have to look forward to with Dylan Cook at left tackle if he stays there?
Yeah, just a really fun story. I mean, a former quarterback that was turned into an offensive tackle. He played at an NAIA school. I mean, he was in a really small school, then eventually transferred up to Montana and became an offensive tackle, a legitimately good one. He's super smart. You can see the background there. He's got great footwork.
Yeah.
I remember when he first came in last year from the Buccaneers, they claimed him, I believe, during OTAs or minicamp. And he was at training camp, and he had a pretty good camp. He made the 53-man roster. And then you kind of saw him just get injured and injured. He suffered a foot injury. Then he had a knee injury. It was just unfortunate. He had the kind of requisite traits that you would look at and say, there might be something here. And I think you're kind of seeing it now. He looks good. I do remember when he came to Pittsburgh and made the 53-man roster, he told me that there was a Buccaneers scout that told him they wished that they hadn't cut him.
Wow.
Because there was so much potential oozing out of him. And I think you kind of see it. Now, it's just one game, but against Bradley Chubb, that's not a scrub, you know, he faced. He did a very nice job. And so really hats off to Dylan Cook. Even when he was put on an island and they didn't give him help, I thought he held up extremely well. It's been a long time coming for him. He's got a great journey, but he played at a really high level. And maybe they have something here. He could be one of those hidden gems.
Does he keep the job then, no matter what?
I think that remains to be seen. I would let him keep the job. Listen, Andres Pete, I thought, struggled in pass pro when he played. I think he's a better run blocker probably than Cook is right now. But I also think you look at what Cook brings to the table. He brings more athleticism, so I think you can open up the playbook a little more with some different screens, things that require your tackles to get into space. I think he fits the DNA of the offensive line a little more, given that fact. So I would let him keep the offensive tackle job there on the left side. And especially with Sayamalo hurt, you know, I was kind of having this discussion in the press box yesterday with some people. I was like, if Sayamalo can't play against the Lions, what do you think their lineup is going to be? And I think that actually opens up, maybe you play Andres Pete at left guard, which is his natural spot for most of his career. That's where he played. So you could keep Dylan Cook at left tackle and then keep Andres Pete maybe at left guard, or make Andres Pete kind of the jumbo package guard to keep Spencer Anderson at that jumbo tight end spot. So I think keeping him there makes a lot of sense given the state of the offensive line.
If this keeps up, he may make the Steelers' decision on Broderick Jones and that fifth year real easy. Yes?
He could. And listen, he's got a really good litmus test this week. Aiden Hutchinson is no scrub either. He is one of the best edge rushers in football. And so he usually rushes on the right side, Aiden Hutchinson, which would be Faltanu's side. But if the Lions are smart, they're going to flip that. They're going to try and test Dylan Cook. And so we're going to, I think, learn a lot about Dylan Cook over the next few weeks, especially if he has to play against Cleveland. We get to see that Myles Garrett matchup, and I think that would be a really good one too. So he's not got an easy road ahead of him.
This is honestly a fascinating story. I didn't mean to start with Pete and Cook, but when you have a 42-year-old quarterback and his blind side is suddenly being protected beautifully, that's a good thing. Although I thought Jones was playing well before he got hurt too. All right, let's move on to Aaron Rodgers. Are you inspired that these last 2 weeks are foretelling things to come with him? Is this going to keep up? What do you think of his performance?
Well, I thought he played really well. You know, I think he followed up what I thought was his best game in maybe 3 years with another really good game. Now, this wasn't anything near, I think, the levels of what he did in Baltimore, because I just thought the level of difficulty of some of the throws in Baltimore was so high, and he just made them pay. I did think the touchdown throw to Metcalf, I mean, that is an absolute seed. That is a tough throw, a tight window throw over the middle of the field, and he ripped it. He's confident in his receivers. I think that's what you're seeing. I think that might be the more unintentional consequence of Thielen and MVS playing. I don't even think they're making a huge difference schematically or how defenses play the Steelers. I do think Aaron Rodgers is just really confident to rip throws he wasn't ripping before. And so I think that is really positive. Listen, I'm not sure if this is going to keep up, because I think we've seen this year Rodgers has been a bit of a roller coaster himself, just like the Steelers, right? One week he's really good. The next, you see performances like he put up in L.A., for example.
Yeah.
But I do think if he can stay in this zone, and I like to call this his zone, because it makes him one of the better point guards in the game right now when he can play like this. And every now and then you get two or three plays per game where he dials back the clock and you see the high end of Aaron Rodgers. It's not going to be there consistently, but if you can get Rodgers in a game manager zone where he makes two or three plays when he has to put the team on his back, that's the best version of Aaron Rodgers, and I think that's kind of what we're seeing. So it's very, I think, promising. But they do have three games here, and three against some decent defenses. I mean, the Lions aren't a great defense. They certainly have their own issues in the secondary, and I think the Steelers have a shot here this week to actually put up some points by throwing the ball against the Lions.
Yeah.
But I do think what Rodgers is showing right now, especially after that rough stretch from L.A., then getting injured, and then coming back when he really struggled in that first game back from the wrist injury, it's really promising to see how he's kind of responded to that.
Yeah, and I like the point guard analogy. And I want them to be explosive in the pass game, don't get me wrong. But there's a variety of weapons here, guys who can do some damage between Gainwell and Warren. And we saw a little bit of what Jonnu Smith can actually do last night. And Freiermuth and Metcalf. Like, there's guys sprinkled in, and lots of them, where that dink and dunk, for lack of a better phrase, can actually be effective and work as a de facto run game and set up plays down the field. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's almost like that's what happened, right? It was fun. That's what opened up the MVS touchdown. They were all on the dink and dunk, the run game, and then boom, you hit them with a play action cross concept. And you get the touchdown. It was funny. That touchdown was on the same concept that the Seahawks and Jets killed them on in week one, too. I think Arthur Smith may have filed that one away until the right time. But that is exactly the right way to think about it. And the Steelers, when they have been at their best offensively this year, have been a phenomenal team after the catch. This team, to kind of say what they have after the catch, I think they have a lot of dog in them after the catch. I just think they're tough to bring down. You think about Jonnu, Darnell Washington, it took 10 dudes to get him down on that one play. Both running backs certainly fit that model. DK Metcalf just absolutely hurtling and throwing off Minka Fitzpatrick. I just think you see that throughout this team's build, specifically at the pass catchers. You just see them being tough to bring down in space. And when you can tackle them in space, that's not an easy thing to do. That's when their offense really struggles, because you put them behind the sticks. But when they get in space and you can do that, you see them really kind of flourish. And I thought John U kind of showcased the way he should have been utilized all year. You know, you got him more touches in space this game. Got a screen pass, got that toss. He's a guy that when he is in space is tough to bring down. He's a big bodied. Oh, he's almost got this bigger running back build. He's 6'2", but he's stocky. And so that's kind of what he is. And so this team is a yak-built team that is willing to dink and dunk because it's hard to tackle them in space. There's just not a lot of great tackling teams in football right now.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And it's 1120. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Nick Farabaugh from PennLive.com joining us right now. Great on the Steelers. Great on pro football. Mike Tomlin news conference top of the hour. Limits the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation has Nick Farabaugh near tears.
Nick, I think that one thing that made me definitely not tear up, actually maybe some tears of joy, is that they utilized the middle of the field, including on that DK Metcalf touchdown, and including Kenneth Gainwell at times being able to utilize his speed and agility. How much do you think that that can continue against the Lions, or is that just matchup-based with Miami?
Well, the middle of the field in this matchup was definitely matchup-based. They play so much cover two that was a natural thing. Now, the Lions are kind of a coverage outlier in terms of how they run their defense. They run a lot of cover two man. That's just not a common coverage nowadays, but they do it. And so that's something that's going to be different. But I think it can be something they utilize. I mean, look at what they did over the middle of the field. They had two really big plays to Pat Freiermuth over the middle of the field. They had that touchdown to Metcalf. They had a really nice drawn-up play to MVS. I know it ended up outside the hashes, but that was a middle-of-the-field concept. So they were continuously beating the middle of the field. And that's what you should do when you see that cover two coverage, because then it makes the flats open. And we saw that whenever the Steelers were able to hit the middle of the field, you saw them sag off Gainwell on the edge. He was able to catch the ball and get some really good yardage on the edge. And so that is exactly how you work an offense together. And so the middle of the field's tough to open up sometimes. It is the most dangerous area of the field. But when you are ripping it with confidence like Rodgers was, and you can make throws like he did, he can still make tight window throws over the middle of the field. We saw that on the Metcalf touchdown. It was an unbelievable high-level throw. I mean, I'm going to venture to say 85% of quarterbacks cannot make that throw. Rodgers at 42 still has the juice in his arm to make tight window throws. So the middle of the field, you can see it gives you explosives. That's what they need. They can be a dink-and-dunk offense that runs the ball heavily if they can get chunk gains over the middle of the field off those plays to set that up. And so that's exactly the type of offense Arthur Smith and Mike Tomlin want. And really, when they can just impose their size, I really think that's the start of all of that. You know, when they impose their size, they just mash people. I thought that's really what happened in the second half. The Steelers just mashed the Dolphins up front, and it ended up opening everything, the middle of the field and all of that, to kind of work off it.
Yeah, man, it really did. And I thought that their first drive of the second half, they just did what was sensible, which was the run game's working, so keep handing it off. Just keep handing it off, and then the play action just becomes really, really easy. All right. Set up the Lions game for us, Nick. What are we looking at here? I guess a team with an extremely depleted secondary and an explosive offense, yes?
That's exactly what you're looking at. This is a Lions team that is still very explosive offensively. You think about Jameson Williams and Jahmyr Gibbs when you talk about the explosiveness they have, and then they have a phenomenal chain mover in Amon-Ra St. Brown, who needs no endorsement from me. Their offensive line still, I think, is a little exploitable. They still have a great player in Penei Sewell, of course, but guys like Taylor Decker, maybe not the player he once used to be. They have struggles on the interior, and I think that's something, you know, if you can get Derek Harmon back, maybe the Steelers can try and exploit that a little bit. Throw Jared Goff off schedule. Jared Goff, really good on schedule. He'll make anticipation throws, but when you can get some pressure on him, that's when you can start to get him into those turnover-worthy plays. That's what the Steelers need in this matchup to slow them down. In terms of their defense, you know, it's going to be all about playing up front. I mean, that's really where the Steelers have to win. They have to win in these trenches, because if you can get on the secondary of the Lions, I think that's where you get the explosives. The Steelers are not going to fool anybody by having an elite wide receiver room. but they do have tight ends. I think that can exploit some of the seam balls. And when you miss Brian Branch, Kirby Joseph, and Terrion Arnold in that line secondary, I mean, it's just battered. So, you know, you would hope, you know, I would come out, honestly, very similarly to how the Steelers played the Ravens. They're going to get a lot of cover two man, so they're going to get some help. So DK Metcalf is probably going to be pretty bracketed in this game. I don't think you're going to be able to just throw deep balls down the sideline to him, which means I think you're going to be able to maybe hit some big plays to other guys. So I would think about, you know, playing off that, trying to hit deep posts, hit the seam balls early in the game. This, to me, I mean, when you look at cover two, it screams Pat Freiermuth. That's the one guy it screams to me. So this could be a big game for 88.
Yeah, man. Amen to all of that. Nick Farabaugh from Penn Live. You can read his stuff there. He's on his way to the Tomlin News Conference. We're going to be carrying that live at the top of the hour. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it as always.
What a nice man he is, huh, Limits?
And there will be a special surprise tomorrow with Nick Farabaugh if you're able to attend our Big Station event tomorrow.
Tell people about our Big Station event, Limits, if you would. Actually, I will. May I?
Please.
For one night only, tomorrow, Wednesday, December 17th, our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, The Fan, 100.1 FM, AM 1020 KDKA, 100.7 Star, WAMO 107.3, and Y108 will be flipping the turntables, turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore when our on-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke. There's a rumor going around that you and I may be singing Malzi the Snowman.
There's a rumor going around that Nick Farabaugh might be joining me to sing a karaoke song. He's a local celebrity.
Wow.
Yeah, how about that?
No admission costs, but if you could, please bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. Details at 937thefan.com. Would love to see you there. I can't wait. And I think I'm going to sing, it's our greatest hit. Why don't you take us out with that? Get people in the Christmas spirit. Don't go beyond the Bob solo because that's when the song fell apart.
Now, the Fan's Christmas Chorus brings you Malzi the Snowman.
Oh, Malzi the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul. With a giant bald head and a button nose, his favorite picture was Garrett Cole. Oh, Malzi the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the listeners know how he came to life one day.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Malzi danced around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When it comes to same-day grocery delivery, Shipt knows your expectations are high. You didn't just order cookies. You ordered the coconut macaroons that help you power through 3 p.m. meetings. And you definitely didn't just order baby carrots. You ordered the one veggie your kindergartner willingly snacks on. With Shipt, you don't just order groceries. You order attentive service from personal shoppers who care about the details. See the difference by downloading the app or visiting Shipt.com. That's Shipt.com.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the biggest story for the Steelers is the quarterback. I think we can all agree on that right now. Aaron Rodgers, last two games, has thrown for 500 yards. presenting himself as a threat, not just in the dink and dunk game, but also getting it downfield on occasion anyway, which is way more than they were getting it down the field, using play action expertly. As I mentioned off the top of the show, you're now looking at a guy who has the intellect, the football intellect to beat you, and still the Aroldis Chapman arm, and that's a good combo. The once elite mobility is pretty much gone, but those other two, like I said, limits. I've talked to so many athletes over the years who will tell me, man, when I started to figure it out, I just couldn't play anymore.
Yeah.
I guess that's why they become coaches, yes?
Well, yeah, you want to stick around in the game and still be a part of it in any way you can. But, man, Aaron Rodgers, I would be all for bringing him back for another year. Just look at the way that he's been able to stabilize the offense.
I'm being very careful about that because that's the way I felt earlier. And then came the tumble, and now he's back. So we'll see. As far as next year goes, Detroit's what I'm interested in. And you best believe that he's not going to think twice about going into that building against that team and playing fearless downfield football, I think. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think him and Goff are going to have a nice little battle. But anyway, Rodgers, his post-game chats have become must-listen. Just a very interesting guy to listen to after games. Let's take a listen.
Leader performance, rushing and passing, and would you happen to recall the last time you scored touchdowns on four consecutive possessions?
Yeah, it's been a while. Probably not this year. So, you know, it was slow going. They were playing a bunch of shell. You know, they came in, they had a certain amount of pressure percentage that they played and expected them to play maybe a little more one high. Now last week, you know, Baltimore played a lot of one high and we hit some shots down the field. So I expected them to play some more shell, but it was a lot of shell. So we had to be efficient, dink and dunk at times and kind of take what was there. And then we, you know, once we started to run the ball, everything opened up and the action game opened up and hit a couple keepers, finally converted some third downs, held the football. That drive was a big one. After they got the field goal, right, to go up 3-0, we went and they had the short kick and went 60. You know, for us to keep the ball for the last, you know, four, whatever it was on the clock and give no time was good. Then we came out and we got a first down and we scored. So that was good to double up like that. Kept the momentum going. A lot of guys made plays today. You know, we'd like to get some more opportunities for, obviously for DK, but, Kenny had a fantastic game, 126 combined yards. Pat had some nice plays. Marquez had a touchdown. That was awesome. Asante Samuel, you know, had a pick. Junior, I should add, because I played against his dad. So it's kind of what I said after the game. There's some cast-offs if you look at our roster, which it makes it really special. You know, Kenny Gainwell signed a next-to-nothing contract. You know, Connor Hayward, an afterthought, had a touchdown run. You know, Marquez been on a couple teams. Adam Thielen got cut. Samuel was on the street for a long time. So it says a lot about the character of the guys we brought in.
Do you consider yourself one of those cast-offs, too?
No, I'm not a cast-off.
No, I'm not a cast-off.
Not a cast-off, no.
I think the spirit in which Brooke Pryor was asking that was, maybe do you feel a kinship with all the guys you mentioned because your last team didn't want you either.
Right. And told you basically to go away. We flew you in here.
It's the old chip on the shoulder limits. That's what you bring into the fan every day, the chip on the shoulder, don't you?
It's a ginormous chip on the shoulder. You need to have it.
Keep going.
Aaron, you talked about your guys' ability to hit the cover two. When they went to their too high, you guys attacked in the middle part of the field. He had two big plays there. What can you say about just the work that you guys have been to put in to make sure to capitalize when teams do that, even when they disguise it?
No, I don't think we did that a whole lot. First 24 minutes of the game, but you know, we started to get some things going. Obviously, I had one to DK early for 22, but the play by DK was one of the better plays I've seen in my 21 years. There's a play by Dallin Driver back in 2009, which was one of the greatest catch and runs I've ever seen. But that was pretty special. You know, tight window catch, juke, hard stiff arm. That was fun to see him get that one. But there was a lot of like little plays.
Man, for him to compliment that play by saying it's one of the greatest he's ever seen, it was a great play. Did he win the angry run from Kyle Brandt, or who won that limit?
No, so he's been nominated, so there will be voting taking place, and we'll find out later in the week.
Okay. He's one of three with Trey McBride, and who else from this week?
Puka Nacua.
Nacua. He could be on there every week. That guy's a maniac. But for him to, first of all, just a gun throw. I mean, it was a 110-mile-an-hour fastball, and Troy Aikman was marveling at that on the broadcast because he had a safety flying past. Faribault just told us 85% of the quarterbacks in the league can't make that throw, and this guy still can. Then you had what happened after, was him flicking aside Minka, just like throwing him out. Somebody compared it to throwing somebody out of a bar. And that's what it looked like, just taking a guy and saying, get out of here, limits, and then a great juke, and then just into the end zone. I mean, that's a phenomenal play.
Yeah, that's a play that when you see DK Metcalf and just like the so few body fat that he has and how much of a muscular mountain he looks like with the ball in his hands.
A muscular mountain.
Muscular mountain.
Yeah.
That is something that I expect him to do. And we've seen him do.
Mount Metcalf. Yeah.
Where he's pushed some people around. Yeah. Him and Matt Washington create a huge mountain.
Okay.
A giant mountain for defenders to go up against.
Keep going.
It made a big difference. I thought all three of Pat's catches were adjustments and, where he did, really good stuff. And we haven't got Pat involved as much as obviously I would liked. But, those are three impactful plays.
Yeah, how important to win back-to-back games, something you guys hadn't done since early October?
Has it been that long? Yeah. I mean, these are two huge games. Obviously, the division game is the most important game, but these guys have won four straight coming in. We know, some of us, maybe a few of us, know about how obviously the first way to get to the playoffs is win your division. There's having beaten Baltimore already. There's obviously tiebreakers that come into effect, including divisional record, conference record. So winning your AFC games are really important. Keeping the one game lead plus the head-to-head is big as well.
You had a stretch of 13 consecutive completions. It's your highest completion percentage since 2014. Did you feel like you were locking into a rhythm early? What kind of led to that?
Probably the cold weather. I'm a California kid, but I've always enjoyed playing in the cold weather. I feel like there can be some advantages to the offense, especially when you're playing on a field that's a little beat up. Or super slick, like Green Bay became over the years. So I've always enjoyed that. You know, I'm gifted with hands that can handle a cold ball and a ball that's a little slick when the weather gets cold like this.
It's these little details in his back and forth with the media that I find rather fascinating, limits, and it's the big hands that allow you.
Yeah.
To do a lot of different things in sports, frankly.
We've seen what small hands will do for you.
Yes.
Big hands,
toddler hands, it doesn't help. But I think going into that game, we talked about it all day yesterday. The weather was a legit factor.
Huge factor. Huge
and
factor.
And Tua stinks in that weather, and so does Mike McDaniel.
He
they
shrivels.
Don't know what to do. They shrivel.
Mike McDaniel looked like he had seven layers on last night, didn't he?
They don't know what to do, limits. And they didn't again. And it was just... you have one guy who never loses hardly in that kind of weather, who's made a career of thriving in it, and another guy who's not very good to begin with and becomes exponentially worse when it's cold out. It's not like this happened once or twice. He's now 0-6, Tua. And I'd hate to see his stats from those games. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan Hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. The Assisted Goals Foundation is helping keep kids in hockey. Join us December 27th and 28th at the RMU Island Sports Center Garden Rink during the Nutcracker Tournament for an equipment sale. Shop discounted used gear from 11 to 4 each day. Sale proceeds help support annual scholarships. Thanks to partners Play It Again Sports, Cranberry Township, the Assisted Goals Foundation is helping keep kids in hockey. Let's get back to it, shall we, Wonder Twin? We got the Tomlin News Conference top of the hour.
So, always been able to throw pretty good, but, you know, that doesn't tell the whole story. There were some nice catches. There were some good adjustments. There were some dink and dunks. But I knew I needed to be efficient today, especially if I didn't play a bunch of show, and I feel like we're pretty efficient.
What was the impact Kenny G had in this game?
Yeah, I mean, it's really every game. I think the run that he had, 38 yards, I believe, on just a simple inside zone week, just his vision, just fun to watch. You know, I can't tell you exactly what I call him every week because there's some expletives in there, but I love playing with him. I really do. I mean, he is as smart as they come. He is super smart, and I still cannot believe what we got him for. I told him a long time ago my goal was to get him paid, because I've been a fan of his since he was in Philly and thought that every time he wins a game, something good happens. And just to be able to play with him and the type of guy that he is, man, I can't say enough good things about Kenny.
Yeah, man, he has been something else this year. And the contract was 1 year for about $1.8 million. So Aaron's right about that. What an incredible bargain. This dude has 44 first downs and 6 touchdowns. And he's had 2 longer runs in the last 4 games than Najee had in his entire Steeler career. He had a run of 38 yesterday, and 3 games ago, he had a run of 55. That's longer than Najee ever had in his career. So 44 first downs, 6 touchdowns. He's constantly turning 3-yard plays into 6-yard plays and nothing there into a 3-yard play. He has a nose for the goal line and a nose for the first down marker. He's been spectacular, and he's their best running back.
He is, and he deserves to play the majority of the snaps, whether it's 60-40 with Warren or however they're going to deploy it schematically. He deserves to be out there a good chunk of time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Next time your to-do list is too dang long, you Shipt same-day delivery. Shipt is a one-stop shopping and delivery solution for, well, just about anything. Groceries? Shopped and delivered carefully by awesome shoppers from your neighborhood grocer. Pet supplies? Picked up and drop to your door from PetSmart. Crafts, tools, medicine, all deliverable from Michaels, Lowe's Home Improvement, CVS, and so many other stores. Ready to get things done? Download the Shipt app or visit Shipt.com. That's S-H-I-P-T.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylowe's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.